Tired of all the bugs in your yard? Enjoy your backyard again with Cutter Backyard Ready to Spray Bug Control at Menards. It kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and other insects fast, controlling them for up to 12 weeks. A 32-ounce Ready to Spray container covers up to 5,000 square feet and is on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome back to part two of 2022 in review. That was a lot. That was a lot. But welcome back. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. Another lesson that I learned is that God will always show you people's true intentions. It is so important to just stay connected to God, like not just on a weekly, monthly, but really just have that deep relationship, because in real time, he'll start to reveal things. I've cut off a few people this year, and off of the strength of what God has shown me about people's character, I've had dreams where, you know, in the day-to-day, the person was cool, but God will show things to me in my dreams. And I remember I had a dream a couple of years ago where God, the interpretation of it was, don't let your relationship with people cause you to let your guard down. Because naturally for me, my personality, I keep most people at arm's length, and I'm paying attention. I'm always paying attention. I'm very observant. And so usually with that, I have to really connect with somebody, and then I'll like bring them in and we'll become close. So I'm good at making sure that I have my eyes open with people that I'm not super close to. But once I build a good relationship and a rapport with somebody and I love that person, I'm very loyal and going to do, you know, just be there. That's my personality. And so God began to show me that just because I have that relationship, or just because we're close, still make sure that I am paying attention and not allowing them to take advantage, or not allowing things to slide that should be red flags. Because there are plenty of times where, because of my relationship with somebody, I've let things slide, like in giving them the benefit of the doubt when I should have been taking heed to a warning. And so this year since that dream and understanding that interpretation of that dream, I've really just been mindful of that when it comes to relationships. And not to the point where I'm like looking at everybody with my eye open and sizing them up in every interaction, nothing like that. Just still loving people and being myself and having that relationship. But also when things come up, paying attention to that as well. And sometimes that's a simple conversation. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid of conflict at all. Sometimes it's just a simple conversation. Say, hey, you know, you did this. I don't like it. Sometimes, though, it's, oh, no, this person has to go. So there, again, God will reveal to you certain things, and he'll also reveal to you how to deal with them. One of my biggest lessons this year is just how much he will really show you. Because I've seen some true colors of a few folks this year. And I just act accordingly. And that's okay. Some things I tried this year, though, that ain't work. Because I know we get over here, we talk about all the great things that's happened and all the things that's going well. But let's talk about some L's, okay? The first L I took this year is not having an assistant. Now, I didn't hire an assistant because I've been burned. And I had PTSD. And having an assistant, that person works very closely with me. I didn't have the energy to let somebody that close into my life and my business because I had PTSD with it. That was an emotional decision. as opposed to me really just, and that goes back to what I said, just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. So looking at my schedule, I was like, man, I can do most of this stuff. Let me delegate other things that I manage myself. But as the pace has picked up with business and opportunities, I need somebody to manage me and manage my life and just the things in business and take care of a lot of these administrative tasks, because they do waste time that I could be using on other things. And so that's an L that I took this year. And it's okay, because I just did my strategic planning for next year. And I'm very excited because God revealed to me exactly who would be my assistant. And she already works with me in a different capacity, but it's somebody that I already trust, somebody that has proven themselves to be a hard worker. So I'm very, very hype about that. So hiring this person as an assistant, in addition to what they already do in other areas, is a no-brainer. So I'm very excited. But that was definitely an L I took this year. My inbox with my emails, I'd be looking like, bro, it'd be like a day and it's 300 emails in there. I'm like, what is going on? I took an L with that this year. I should have not let my PTSD affect my business decision making. I'll take that L, but I'm going to pivot and get it right next year. Another L I took this year was interns. We're just going to leave that one there. Not doing that anymore. The Anchor Media internship program is dead. Until the Lord says that it should be revived, it is deceased. And we will just pay what we gotta pay to get the best people for the job. And so that's something that we did. We hired a company who provides marketing coordinators for people with small businesses. And we invested in that. We have somebody on our marketing team that is very efficient, gets the job done. And I actually got some intel from that. It's a guy on our team. And it put in my head, like, man, maybe we should hire more men, because men just generally work differently than women. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying that it is a difference. And what has worked well for us on our team with getting things done is having a guy on our team in this capacity has been very beneficial for us. So that's something that I think about, like, in my hiring, I know usually women come to us, but I'm very interested in hiring more men and seeing how that impacts the productivity and the workflow of the team. Something else that made me take a L this year. So I started taking meetings only 2 days a week. And I did that because I realized that I was spending too much time in the business versus on the business. And so one of the ways that I tried to mitigate that was, okay, only Tuesdays and Thursdays is when I take meetings. No meetings Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for outside people. I'll meet with my team whenever. But as the pace has picked up, I realized that I had too many meetings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so now it's to the point where I'm in meetings all day. At the end of the day, I'm no good. I got a headache. It's just still too much. So I made that adjustment to kind of even out my workflow, but then I realized that's still not going to work. I need to set even more boundaries with that. And I'll get into like the personal and self-care lessons this year, because this kind of goes into that. But in another video, because this kind of goes into that. But what I started doing was even minimizing the time on Tuesdays and Thursdays that I took meetings. So I don't take any meetings now on Tuesdays and Thursdays before 1 o'clock. Reason being is my brain works the best in the morning. And I want to make sure I'm using that time on those days for other things. Usually meetings is I'm maybe strategizing with someone, or they're asking me questions, or it can be a draining of my brain power. So then when it's time for me to use my brain for like a strategy or whatever the business may require of me, I'm tired and just don't feel like it, right? And so then I'm no good for trying to do whatever it is that I need to do. So I switched it to a max of 2 meetings a day and then the time. So that is something that I'm going to continue over into next year. I was really hesitant to make that decision of like, dang, well then what if I can't talk to somebody? And then you know what? In therapy, I've realized that that's okay. they can wait until another date that is available on my calendar. It's okay. And also understanding that, and that goes back to not letting the pace of my business make me operate at a faster pace. So just setting the boundaries that I need to set, and then understanding that what's for me is for me, and not trying to get into hustle mode because there's so much going on. And so that was a big lesson for me. Just that way of doing things wasn't working. I needed to fix it. So that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Also, click the link in the description and sign up for my book launch list. It's a lot in my new book that I'm hype about. She Is Uncompromising, A Christian Woman's Guide to Mastering Motherhood, Business, and Everything in Between. Even if you're not a mom, this is still a great book for you. So hit the link in the description to sign up for that. Again, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and I'll see you in the next one.
Tired of all the bugs in your yard? Enjoy your backyard again with Cutter Backyard Ready to Spray Bug Control at Menards. It kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and other insects fast, controlling them for up to 12 weeks. A 32-ounce ready-to-spray container covers up to 5,000 square feet and is on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.